أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الصلاة والسلام على محمد وعلى الطيبين الطاهرين. We've been looking at section 2 of Surah Ali Imran, which is in essence all about Allah. But here it is the manifestation of Iman, of the outer manifestation of our belief in Allah. And as I mentioned before, there are four parts here. This is ayah 18 to 32. We've looked at the first manifestation of belief, which is qist or justice. The second manifestation is to know that He is Malikul Mulk. He has overall authority, total microscopic control. And today we will look at the last two parts of this manifestation, which is love and obedience. So let's look at ayah 31. This is one of my favorite ayah of the Quran. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, قُلْ O Muhammad, tell them, إِن كُنْتُمْ تَحِبُّونَ اللَّهِ If you love Allah, فَاتَّبِعُونِ Then follow me. يُحْبِبْكُمُ اللَّهُ وَيَغْفِرْ لَكُمْ ذُنُوبَكُمْ وَاللَّهُ غَفُورٌ رَحِيمٌ Allah will love you and forgive you your sins, your faults. And Allah is forgiving and Allah is merciful. Now first we will look at what is love. Love remains an enigma. There's probably more been written about love than any other subject. And it's an integral part of human life. True love bears little resemblance to the love that we read about in novels or the love that we hear about in songs. The etymology of love is ahabba, and ahabba is used to describe the state of a camel when it kneels and refuses to stand up. Just as one who loves will not move his heart away, so stubborn that he will not move his heart away from remembering his beloved. Love, in essence, is the perpetual turning towards the beloved with a heart which is distraught with love. And love is based on resemblance and similarity. If we look at a story from Rumi in his Mathnawi, he talks about the love of a stork and a raven. He says that there was a man who watched a stork and a raven be together with each other all the time. And he couldn't understand because they're so dissimilar. But when he went near, he found that both had a broken leg. Let's look at another aspect of love. Shahid Mutahhari writes in his book that when you look at a young girl who lives with her mom and dad, she finds it very difficult to get up in the mornings, especially when she doesn't have to go to school. So if you're looking at weekends and you're trying to wake them up, it's quite hard. But that same girl, when she becomes a mother, her child just has to squeak a little and she's up even if it is the middle of a winter night. What changed her is love. So with that in mind, let's look at this ayah. إِن كُنْتُمْ تُحِبُّونَ اللَّهِ If you love Allah, فَاتَّبِعُونِي Follow me. That is, follow the Prophet. Ittiba is an amazing word. It is the concept of a person submitting to and accepting the authority of an expert in a particular field without demanding proof and justification for every view, every opinion, every verdict. Maybe we could use the example of a doctor. Once we know the doctor's credentials, then we accept treatment, even being cut, even operations, without questions. We could also look at it as footprints in the sand. And one who does ittiba would try to fit his footprint inside the one that he is following. It is proactive following of the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Now just as a comparison, in the next ayah or in the next concept, we'll see ita'a. Ita'a is translated as obedience. But that obedience is like the bare minimum that we have to follow, the wajibat as such. Somebody who does ittiba' will be someone who will follow every aspect of the life of the Prophet, while ita'a would be following the bare minimum. So unlike the next ayah, this is not like an order, because the next ayah says, أَتِيُوا اللَّهَ وَرَسُولُ Obey Allah and the Prophet. Here it says, إِن كُنْتُمْ تَحِبُّونَ اللَّهِ If you love Allah, فَاتَّبِعُونِ That means there should be a practical and a potential following of the Prophet.
And in exchange, يُحْبِبْكُمْ اللَّهُ, Allah will love you. There can be no praise greater than this. Can you imagine? You follow my prophet, he says, and I will love you. There can be no greater praise of the prophet than this. It's incredible. Not only that, وَيَغْفِرْ لَكُمْ ذُنُوبَكُمْ, he will forgive your sins. وَاللَّهُ غَفُورٌ رَّحِيمٌ, and Allah is forgiving and merciful. There is an awesome book translated in English called Sunan al-Nabi by Allama Sayyid Muhammad Hussain Tabatabai. It is a collection of ahadith on the customs, on the conduct, on what the Prophet did, his relationship with people, the way he cleansed himself, his traveling, the clothing he wore, his sleeping, table manners, medication, wudu, ghusl. It's absolutely awesome. The only way we can claim to be those who follow the Qur'an, and in this case those who love Allah, is to be able to follow the sunnah of the Prophet. Read this book. It is absolutely phenomenal. There are countless other books, but maybe this could be a start. The final concept is in Ayah 32, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, قُلْ, O Muhammad, tell them, أَتِّئُ اللَّهَ وَالرَّسُولِ. Now this is an order. Obey Allah and the Messenger. Let's just look at the word ita'a. Ita'a comes from the root word tawa'a, tawa and a, and it literally means to volunteer. So basically Allah is saying, willingly obey Allah and the Messenger. It's not by force, it's not through coercion, but he's telling you, you know how awesome I am. So now willingly obey me and the Messenger. Now this is the bare minimum in contrast to the ittiba we saw, the proactive following. The following which wanted all the extras, which craved to know every aspect of the Prophet's life and wanted to follow every bit. And then he ends by saying, فَإِن تَوَلَّوْا فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُحِبُّ الْكَافِرِينَ. If they turn away, that means they don't even willingly obey the bare minimum, then فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ, then indeed Allah, لَا يُحِبُّ الْكَافِرِينَ, he does not love those who cover up the truth, those who are ungrateful. So in summary of this section, the first manifestation of belief in a human being, the first characteristics is qist, justice. The second is addressing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in every call, whenever we call him, to say Allahumma malik al-mulk, that knowing that he has overall authority, total microscopic control, and then being in awe of such an entity, wanting to love him and manifesting that love by following every aspect of his Prophet's life. Starting off with the bare minimum of obedience. Inshallah, we will continue with the next section next time.